Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, February 14th, 2013. Well, in the award-winning book, Close Enough to Hear God Breathe, Sanctuary Pastor Greg Paul tells the story of, quote, a God who has been inviting all of humanity and each individual to a tender embrace since time began, end quote. And in Breathe, playwright and actor Jason Hildebrand and music and composer Mike Janzen breathe life into Paul's book to tell the story of a man immersed in the characters of his life listening for the breath of God. Tonight we're going to talk to Jason and Mike to find out how they took Paul's book and turned it into a stage production that's been seen in Calgary and in the Sanctuary in Toronto this past weekend. We'll talk to Mike and Jason in a few moments. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to Remain in Me from the Little Trinity Worship Sessions featuring Mike Janzen. And now to our interview with Jason Hildebrand and Mike Janzen. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. Good evening, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad. Before we get into some of the details about Breathe, let's give our listeners a little bit of background on each of you. We'll start with you, Mike. When did you start with music and playing piano and singing and all that stuff?
I guess I started playing violin first when I was age 4, and then started piano when I was in grade 3. And as I was coming out of high school, I figured out, hey, maybe I could do this longer term. So I went to Brandon University for Music in Manitoba.
And did that sort of, when you decide you wanted to make a career out of it?
I think that just sort of happened slowly. I came to Toronto for my master's in composing and started teaching a lot after I graduated and always hoped I could do lots of playing and writing for a career. And that just sort of kept happening. So every year it happened a little more until, I guess now for the last 15 years or so I've been doing it. But, it's always been a dream anyway.
Well, who have been some of your influences as a musician?
Probably a little bit of everything. I grew up taking classical piano lessons. And even when I was taking classical lessons and doing my master's, I was very interested in jazz and improvisation. And it probably suited my personality a little better because I couldn't always play my notes exactly the way they were written on the page. So I've also been influenced a lot by the jazz improvising world, and I've actually was in a pop rock band for about 14 years too. So my influences would be all over the map.
Right, and I've looked at the credits now. I mean, you've been an arranger, a producer, singer, songwriter. Is there one area that you prefer over the other?
You know what? As long as it's good music, I don't really mind what it is. I definitely focus in on playing piano and writing on the piano and sort of really working hard at that still and practicing a few hours a day on that. So that's probably where I've ended up focusing the most of my time. And that's something that involves singing as well. But as long as it's good music, I don't mind bouncing around a little bit.
Great. Well, Jason, how did you get started in acting?
I think I was the sheep in the school play in kindergarten. That was probably my first foray into the professional world of acting. But I was in every school play from being a little kid all the way through high school. And then I actually, after a year of Bible college, I went to study business. And while I was at Wilfrid Laurier taking my first year of business, I did a production of Hamlet and played Rosencrantz. And it was like this God epiphany happened in the middle of it when I realized that, part of the other factor in that was that I actually walked into the first day of statistics and had no idea what anybody was talking about. And I thought, boy, oh boy, if I have to pass this class in order to get my degree, I'm in trouble. But we did this play, this Hamlet play, and I just felt like God was saying to me, this is what I made you for. This is what I want you to do. And so I went and got a degree in acting and started, you know, my kind of professional journey from there on.
Mm-hmm. Well, same question as there was to Mike. Who have been some of your influences along the way?
Oh, man. I would say, you know, truthfully, my biggest influence wasn't an actor. My biggest influences were probably in music. I fell in love with the music of U2 in about grade, I don't know, 10 or something like that. And I was struck at that time, and still am, by the lead singer Bono's ability to crack open his guts, his soul, and bear it in front of this massive audience. And he seemed time and time again to be able to pour himself out into a space, into a group of people, and provoke all these incredible images. And there's so many textures and layers to their music, U2's music. And being a writer myself, I loved the way he was able to layer his lyrics. And so the whole thing was, I would say that's probably from the time I was maybe in grade 10, I aspired to have that kind of transparency or brokenness or honesty in my acting work. And so I would say that one's a huge influence. Different things influenced me also along the way. As I was taking my my university training at York, which was great, but I was struggling being the only person of faith in the acting program. I went to see a guy named Bruce Kuhn at my girlfriend, who's now my wife, was at McMaster, and he did a production of called The Accounts of Luke, where he actually, in King James, did the entire kind of Gospel of Luke. And so she kind of dragged me kicking and screaming because I thought it was going to really be lousy, because I hadn't ever experienced any kind of sacred art that was decent in the theater context in my life. It was always just cheesy stuff, bad bathrobes and things like that. And so I went to see this thing, and the guy was unbelievable. I felt like I was watching Shakespeare, but for the first time in my life, the scripture opened up for me. And you know, I was in my 20s at that point already, and I just felt like I came alive. So he was a huge influence in me. We became friends, and so he was a big inspiration for me. I mean, there's lots of other stuff. I'm a huge movie buff. And so, you know, that kind of thing. And there's some great Canadian theater guys that are pretty amazing too. But I would say those are the kind of two big ones. Bono even today, especially, I think it's remarkable that a guy that famous, and that kind of, he doesn't really have to do anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, continues to come through with these kind of, lyrics and sounds and emotion, even now. So, yeah.
Well, what I want to do is take a really quick break, And we come back, continue our conversation with singer-songwriter Mike Jansen and playwright and actor Jason Hildebrand, and talk about how Breathe came to life. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to I Heard the Voice from the Little Trinity Worship Session CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Mike Jansen and Jason Hildebrand. Throw this out to both of you. Have you guys ever collaborated like this before?
You want to take it, Mike, or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've been collaborated a couple of times over the years, and we actually continue to collaborate on a few things other than Breathe. I don't even know how many years ago. A number of years ago, Mike wrote and produced and played all the instruments and on my Prodigal Trilogy film. I shot a film a number of years back, and Mike put together all the music on it. So that was the first time I really got to know Mike, and we just had such a fantastic time. Actually, the funny thing is that our parents actually know each other. Being that we're both Mennonites, we're probably related. You know, I'm probably Mike's second cousin or something like that. But we got to know each other on that process, and just really, really connected. Really, we are both have a love for improvisation. We both have a love for trying something completely insane and different, and seeing if it works. We have no problem, both of us failing miserably to get to the right. or the most interesting solution musically or, you know, acting wise. So I love that about Mike, is that he's just willing to try anything, and he's not he really holds nothing sacred except the desire to push through and make something beautiful. So I really like that.
Yeah. Well, Mike, who came up with the idea of collaborating on Breathe?
Yeah, I think basically what happened was we were asked by Greg Paul, who wrote a book called Close Enough to Hear God Breathe. We were asked by him to help out with his book launch. And Jason and I had sort of a mutual friend who helped sponsor it and asked us to put something together that would involve Jason acting some of the book out and also me putting some music underneath that. And so we came up with, Jason spearheaded it, and together we came up with this book launch presentation. And after we were done it, we thought, well, this was fun. And Jason said, hey, maybe we should turn this into a longer length thing. So I think out of that book launch is really how we decided to come up with a full length presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe.
Well, and I know how busy your guys' schedules are. How did you carve time out to put this together?
Well, the truth about my schedule is that summer is really slow. So I ended up writing this throughout the summer. We had applied for a number of grants to put this put the project together, and so I found out in June that we got the grant, and so I wrote from June. We actually opened the show in October at Fire Exit Theater in Calgary, and then, of course, just did our run this past weekend here in Toronto. But so we wrote from June to I wrote from June to October, and then Mike came into the process. Mike was right at the beginning. We actually spent a week writing together in Manitoba while Mike was on vacation. So that was kind of the process of it. And we just kind of, the nice thing about being self-employed is that you can kind of fit in writing when you need to in between gigs.
Well, how in terms of the process, Jason, how difficult was it to decide which parts of the book you were going to use and which parts you were going to leave out? I mean, I'm reading it, and I've read Greg's other stuff, and he's such a phenomenal writer. You don't want to leave anything on the cutting room floor.
The process of adapting is tricky because, you know, it ends up that sometimes the things that you love most about the book are not the things that you include in the show. Because you're trying to go down a certain kind of path, trying to listen to you know, what he's telling you in the book, but also what, you know, what is God telling you? You know, what has God been speaking to me in my life, or what is he speaking to me about this show? And taking Mike into consideration as well, and you know, what do I want to speak? So, you know, part of it was trying to figure out, okay, what is this show about? Because the book is about many things, but it's very much about intimacy with God, and it's also about a guy growing up with a dad who never said I love you, and him trying to find I love you in the characters of his life. And so I kind of took that framework of, you know, who are the characters in the story that need to hear I love you, or who speak I love you into their situations, or are desperate to hear I love you. And that was kind of the framework that I built the characters around.
Looking at that, Mike, and that whole framework, how did you what approach did you take towards the musical end of it?
Yeah, the music end of it is every scene. You know, there's things that we've worked out, either the key that it starts in or the kind of feel we're going for. But the music itself is really, a lot of it's improvised. Even though there's ideas of where we're going to start and where we're going to end up, and Jason's script is often, I guess it's mostly the same every night. But I think the music brings sort of the breath into it, or the sense of that up and down, of listening to God, of slowing down, of creating those textures where you can just sort of sit back and listen. So a lot of the music's quite minimal. We actually, with the music, we ran, it's all just on a grand piano, because I figured if Jason was going to be doing a one-man play, and sort of, even though I think is there 10 or 12 scenes, Jason?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. I thought, well, maybe I should just use one instrument and make sure I have enough colors in the one instrument. So we basically hooked the piano up through like a loop pedal. So we're looping, and we're putting it also through some delays and stuff just to give different kinds of textures. And I'm banging around inside the piano to create, for one scene, it's at a factory, so I'm hitting different parts of the strings to create the sound of an industrial kind of a soundscape underneath it. So we try to be just creative with just one piano and to see what that can do to create these textures underneath Jason.
That's quite remarkable. And he also plays violin in two scenes, too.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. Looking at all of this, and as you were getting in and putting the final product together in that, how much input did Greg Paul have into the into it at all?
Very little. He kind of gave us his blessing early on and just said, listen, if you can take this thing forward and use it in any way, shape, or form, you know, you have my blessing, so go for it. And so he actually saw it for the, I mean, I had sent him the script so that he knew what I was doing, but you know, he saw it the first time on Thursday night, and so, yeah, I think it must have been very interesting to kind of see his life stories lived out through me and Mike, and I'm sure that was certainly part of it would be very unnerving, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, you were saying earlier that this was already performed in Calgary. That's where you did the first performances. Mike, what was the reaction to it?
I think it's a very deep and moving play, and the reaction in Calgary and in Toronto has been, I think it's been really, people seem profoundly moved at the end of it. Just in this idea of listening to God, slowing down, you know, idea of your parents, and sort of how and how we sort of go through life looking for God's voice of love to us. Even just this week, I've had a bunch of people just really impacted, just coming to me and saying, "Boy, like that was just such a moving and deep production." And I mean, the play starts out the very first scene. Jason is talking, tell the story about his dad, who's dying, and he's right at the hospital bed. So I mean, the play sort of right from the beginning hits this sort of deep place, and I think we've found it was especially awesome at Sanctuary because the book was written out of that community, and in Sanctuary there's a great combination of people who have been street involved and also just normal folks as well, and together there's this wonderful sense of everyone being in the same page. So for us, it was especially moving to do this production at Sanctuary, where so many of the stories had actually happened, and even some of the people in the audience would actually known some of the people that Jason was acting. So yeah, there was quite a few sniffles going on a few of the nights anyway, it's a really great production.
Jason, I'm going to get to your reaction in a minute, but what we need to do is take a final break, and after that we'll wrap up our conversation with playwright and actor Jason Hildebrand and singer-songwriter Mike Jansen to get some last thoughts on Breathe. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
When every cupboard's empty and all my life lay bare, and works of hand collapse under my watch, when recognition falters, success leaves me behind, though all is gone, yet still your kingdom stretches past my glory to a place.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Laid Bare from the Little Trinity Worship Session CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with actor Jason Hildebrand and musician Mike Jansen. Jason, just before I went to break, Mike was telling me about the reaction he's seen from the play, both in Calgary and last week at the Sanctuary. What have you found the reaction's been?
Yeah, it's been pretty remarkable, actually. I think it's a little bit beyond anything that Mike and I could have ever really imagined. We've had comments like it was a 90-minute God moment. I actually had one of the street-involved people from Sanctuary come up to me, and there's one scene where I play a guy who dies from heroin overdose, and the guy just looks me right in the eye, no teeth, quite dirty, and he just looks me in the eye, and he just, with tears in his eyes, just says, "I am that guy. I am that guy. I left my family because I didn't want them to be in the wake of my addiction, and thank you for bringing that to life." And so I would say it's been really a profound thing. One of the things that we discussed very early on in this production is that we really wanted to get away from any kind of performance, any kind of veneer, we really wanted to get away from trying to be clever. Mm-hmm. And come up with some cool multimedia something. We wanted to get away from being impressive, and we wanted to find a way for both Mike and I to strip away all the layers of our own veneers to get to this kind of very raw, very transparent, very open place, a place both where we could personally hear God on stage, but where we could connect with the audience and we would, could connect with God. You know, stripping away at all of it to just to get to the essence of ourselves and just to listen. And I think one of the other things that's remarkable about being in the play with an audience is that in our society is 100 miles an hour all the time, and we force people right off the top to stop. And so you either completely don't engage with us, or you completely go down the rabbit hole,
right?
In a good way. And so that's that. I found that, you know, kind of crazy to do every night, to go down there. But people, I think people were profoundly moved because they're so used to just living on the surface, you know, pulling out their iPhones and like getting every kind of entertainment you ever want. But this is like raw, face-to-face connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, humanity is desperate for that. Humanity is desperate to hear from each other and from God. So,
and that's staying very close to the original text as well, because Greg's stuff is very raw, stripped down, and vulnerable as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's next? You've done the performance at Sanctuary. Any other performances coming up?
Well, we're hoping to tour the show, so we're going to start looking at how we can do a Canadian tour. So that's one thing. I'm going into rehearsal next week for the Arts Engine's production of The Big Picture, The Bible in 2 Hours. And so that will be very interesting. We're touring Ontario, Alberta, BC, and New Brunswick and Nova Scotia.
Cool.
But that's going to be a very full Lent season.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what's up for you, Mike. What's going on with you next?
I'm working on a new CD, so I'm working on a new jazz CD right now, hopefully involving string orchestra and jazz trio, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. Well, Mike, Jason, thanks for your time tonight.
Problem.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today. Thanking my guests Jason Hildebrand and Mike Jansen. Be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.